Cheers, traveler. Welcome to my new show. I'm your host, Axel Knight, recording from the Silent Donkey Tavern in Western Itania. Let's see who we can get for the traveler for today. A knight? Boring. Wizard? Too old. Ooh, suave sea merchant. He could be a...
Give me a boy.
He's perfect. Let's go talk to him. Make that 2 pints, Gunner. It's on me. What's your name, sir?
Throg.
Well, Throg, my name is Axel Knight, and I'm hosting a little show where adventurers just share their stories, and I would like to share it to the world. Thank you, Gunner.
What's in it for me?
Oh, Gunner, keep the tab open. What about all the ale you can drink?
All right.
Wonderful. Grab your witch's head and follow me. So, Throg, tell us about yourself. Oh, please, speak into the little box.
Oh, I'm Throg.
Great. Anything else?
No.
Okay, well, what about this, decapitated little lady you got on the table right here? What's her story?
Oh, this, well, I was walking through the forest of unrelenting death. When, I happened to stumble upon a little cabin in the woods. I was a little bit hungry and tired from my mission, so I decided I would go in and see what's going on. The lights were on, so I figured someone was home. I got up to the door, and it was slightly open, so I just pushed open and yelled inside. Hello, hello, anyone in there? And I didn't get any response, so I just pushed in. When I got in there was a lady just stood in front of the fireplace. I started calling out to her. I go up to her and she's mumbling something. She kept saying, "What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?" Over and over and over. And then Red just turns and bolts at me. She looks me dead in the eyes. She starts letting out this horrible screech. A bunch of vines start crawling out of her mouth and leading down her whole body down to the ground and start lifting her up like stilts. Without really thinking very much, I draw my sword and just hack at the legs and cut them in half. She dropped to the ground, but the legs kept going, and she yelled out again, and more just kept coming and coming. Went for her neck and chopped the bitch's head off. She was squirming and screaming until for a while. And then when she finally died and stopped moving, all the fire just went out in the house, and a big burst of wind just blew out the door. The cabin was just completely destroyed and dark, and seeing that there wasn't obviously any food there, I just picked up the head and went off. I figured I could get a good bit of gold for. And that's about all that it was. Just a crazy witch possessed by something.
Wow. That was actually, like, crazy as shit. What the hell?
I need another drink.
Sure, but could you take the head with... never mind. He's gone. Well, that certainly was interesting. I think we're gonna call that a wrap on episode 1. I hope you've enjoyed Throg's little adventure story, and I hope it doesn't cause too many nightmares. I also hope that you tune in next week to see what other colorful characters and stories we may be able to hear.